Midwest farmers are facing extremely low prices for their most important products, corn and soybeans, and that has some looking for alternate ways to squeeze profit out of their operations. And when farmers need advice, they're likely to turn to an agronomist. To learn just what an agronomist does, Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer rode along with one.
There is a 113-day conventional, so you're welcome to either one of them, so.
Or both.
Or both.
These farmers in Wright County are showing Iowa State University Extension agronomist Angie Reek-Hins their tall fields of corn on a hot summer day. She pushes aside leaves and tromps between corn plants that are taller than she is, sweating in the footsteps of a century of agronomists before her.
So all we have to do is hang this above that ear.
On this day, she's placing sticky yellow cards on the plants to trap rootworms.
There. Now, we'll just take a look.
Ultimately, researchers will use the data from these traps to make suggestions about how farmers can manage the pests. An agronomist is a scientist who focuses on soil and crops. Throughout farm country, agronomists from land-grant universities fan out into the fields to build relationships with farmers. Reek-Hins spends much of her time driving her red Chevy Equinox among the 9 counties she covers, visiting farms and answering questions.
People come ask you to come out and take a look. Hey, what is this particular disease? Is it time to do something?
This summer, with corn and soybean prices stubbornly low, many farmers ask her about the wisdom of spending on certain inputs. Most farmers are facing their third consecutive year of lower incomes. For some, even making a profit this year looks iffy.
They're trying to sharpen their pencils, cut costs where it makes sense without cutting into net profit.
John Lawrence is Iowa State's Director of Extension, Ag, and Natural Resources. He says farm management and finance specialists may have what farmers really need, but he says the agronomist is typically the first point of contact between the farmer and the rest of the extension experts. So they're on the front line to help with other problems. A call about adding nitrogen or phosphorus to a field may lead the agronomist down an additional path.
They may find it's a mental health problem, that yes, this person has a soil fertility challenge, but they're really under a lot of stress. And where are some resources we can help that person look holistically, not just do they need more pounds of N, P, and K?
Lawrence says extension agronomists are in the people business. And that is evident in the rapport Reek-Hins has with the farmers she sees.
Fine. How are you?
We had a busy fall. You're always busy, aren't you?
It's been busy enough.
Several months after the hot, high corn day, she's at Edwin Johnson's place. He's another north central Iowa farmer who volunteered to help with research. Today, he's harvesting the test plots.
I'll probably hang out with you guys for a little while then, if you don't care. If you don't care, Edwin?
As harvest wraps up, though, Reek-Hins will start to see farmers in meeting rooms more often than in fields.
We spend a lot of time this time of year prepping for, and we do jokingly call it winter meeting season.
She plans to hold 21 pesticide meetings this winter. And as research results from the lab become available, the field agronomists bring the findings to farmers.
Taking all that stuff and boiling it down and giving a one-hour talk in the wintertime, it sometimes can be overwhelming, but, you know, it's exciting to have some new things to talk about once in a while, too.
And Reek-Hins says farmers appreciate it. These days, they rely as much on data and research as on tractors and combines. So many Midwest farmers turn to agronomists and the team of experts in their networks at least as much today as they ever have. In Wright County, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.